Well, we're back again with Pearls of Wisdom here on the Daytime Break. And obviously, what are Pearls of Wisdom without Dr. Pearl Coupe? Dr. Pearl, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much, Z. And big welcome and hello and shout out to all our listeners out there.
Yes. We had an incredible couple of weeks chatting about patience,
patience. Good. I'm glad that's a good way to remember it.
Right? Yes. Do you have something new for us today?
Yeah, you know, we're during the festive season, and I thought it would be fitting to talk about rest. Ooh. And, you know, some scriptural principles around rest, because I know I think that literally most of us are dragging our feet. You know, a few of people are already on break right now.
Yeah.
But you know what, Z? It's also I found sometimes rest is not always as easy as we think.
Sure.
And I think in some instances, some people come back even more tired than when they left.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be actually, you know, quite beneficial if we just did two sessions on rest and maybe some biblical principles on rest. And what do we need to focus on? How can we best ensure that we get into a place of rest? So we're going to be talking for the next two episodes on rest. And the first thing that, of course, I'd love to say is that God rested. So anybody who's struggling to rest and doesn't want to rest, let's just start off by that. And I mean, it's not because really God needed rest, but I believe he was setting an example for us, you know. And, you know, the example I always like to use is the example of a car. Imagine a car and it's being used every day, 24/7. It doesn't rest. It doesn't go in for servicing. It's eventually going to break down. And similarly with us, we're going to break down. And that's why I believe God had to set an example of resting on the seventh day, that, listen, you've got to take that day off. You've got to rest. Otherwise, you're going to break down emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, every single way. And in this time, you know, we've had a long year and it's hot. It's very hot. It's hot. If you know, when it gets this hot, I always tell people that, listen, hell is a lot hotter than this. So if you think this is hot, this should serve as an incentive, as you know, to walk the straight and narrow path. Because if you think this is bad, let me tell you, this is not even 100-fold of what you're going to experience in hell. So let this heat serve as a reminder as to why we don't need to behave in such a manner that will take us somewhere we don't want to stay for eternity, you know, because this is just a few days of heat. Yeah, seasonal heat. There's no getting out of that other one. No, ke braaiflace every day. And you are the braaiflace. When you are the chisanyama now, you know. So, no, we don't want to be chisanyama. Asabliftho. We want to eat chisanyama. We don't want to be the chisanyama. So that's right. So, yeah, that's Genesis 2, verses 2 to 3. It says, God rested on the seventh day after finishing his creation and blessed it as a holy day. So that's a good starter, you know, in terms of reminding us that we do need to take times of rest. I know, especially us women, I know we all like to think that we're super women. And, you know, my family needs me. My children need me. I've got to do the laundry. I've got to do all of these things, but especially as women, let me also encourage you out there that, listen, we become useless when we don't rest. So don't use non-rest as an excuse, you know, to say, I'm taking care of my family. If you don't rest, you'll not be in a position to help take care of your family. So the better you can take care of yourself, the better you'll be able to take care of your children, your husband, the home and the household, you know. So budget it in. Yeah. Be deliberate about it. Be intentional about it. My daughter and I have what we call girl time. Mm-hmm. We're deliberate about it. One day a week, we go out. We have girl time. We go watch a movie. We have a spa day. You know, we have a play day. There's a day that we deliver. We just go out and have a meal and chat. We go out shopping, you know, but be deliberate and intentional about having at least a day of rest where you can rest, recover, recuperate, restore, restitute, all the good R words, you know, really, really R. It's rest and restitution and recovery, rejuvenate. I think I'm probably inspiring some spa out there. Spa's like, yeah, that's our advert. Advert, yeah, I don't know, you must pay me if you take my words. And I'm a lawyer, I'm going to go for you. But all the good R words, yeah, recover, restitute, revitalize, revive, I mean, you know, and all of those good R words. So, yeah, budget it, be intentional, diarize it if you need to, if you have to. My daughter, at one point, you know, when I was getting out of line and not giving her enough time, she said, she just came, she was a little girl, she was like 6 or 7. She said, put me in your diary, you know, because I guess she realized that I stick to my diary things. You know, I whatever's in my diary, I commit to. So she says, listen, if you have to put me in my diary. So if you have to, budget rest time and recovery time and revival time and restitution time and all those good R words, rest time, restoration time. If you have to diarize it until it becomes natural and all of that. Yeah. So that's the one thing I wanted to say is resting. And there are going to be three areas of resting. For now, we're just going to talk about, you know, the resting at the physical level. And in the next episode, we'll talk about how to rest emotionally. You know, there's a level where you rest emotionally and mentally, and then there's a level where you rest also spiritually. So we'll talk about that, but we'll talk about physical rest. And the other reason why it's important is because we're going to break down if we don't rest. You know, Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. So that's the first thing we need to know is where, you know, we go to spas and all that. But the first place that we really need to go is to go to God. He is rest himself, and he has the capacity to exchange our heavy burdens and with an easy and light yoke right there. So let's just talk a little few things about resting at the physical level. And next time we'll talk about resting emotionally, mentally, and resting spiritually. So at the physical level, sleep.
Eish.
Get enough sleep, guys. This is a time that, you know, be intentional about getting sleep. And make sure that it's quality sleep. You know, the things that I do, make sure the room is dark. Switch off all the lights because it affects your, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, sleep pattern expert, but it does affect the quality of your sleep. The REM, they call it REM sleep. You know, that's the quality one. That's the in-depth one that, you know, you can get just 15 minutes of that REM sleep and it's like lekker slap. It's like, yeah, you wake up rejuvenated, and you can have 7 hours of not so lekker sleep and you actually can feel more fatigued. So to get more quality sleep, you know, just make sure the environment is good. It's you know, fresh air. I avoid aircon myself. I know sometimes it gets really hot, but, you know, try and get as much natural air as possible and switch off the lights, switch off all your electronics. They interfere with your sleep pattern. So switch off your cell phone. This is a constant struggle with my children. Switch off your cell phone. Switch off your laptop. Put them far away from you. You know, all of those things. I go to one of the shops, the health stores. I don't want to mention the brand, but a health store. There are Himalayan salt lights, you know, that you can switch on, which purify the air. Himalayan salt light. So things like that. There's all sorts of stuff there. We already talked about the aspect of getting in a day of rest where you chill, you relax, you have your spa day, you know, read the Bible, all those things, worship God. So have one particular day where you just do less physical exerting work, do less stuff that's stressful, you know, all of that. Create an environment where you can really rest and get your body into physical rest mode. Exodus 20:8-10 says, the Sabbath is a day of rest and worship. that should be kept holy. So we'll talk about spiritually resting, how worship can be used as a way of actually getting you into rest mode. And then the last thing, just in resting physically, diet also. Just, yeah. And this is that time where we're going to be chowing down. Chow down. And then you can't even sleep properly because your belly's up. Your belly up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just so, yeah, I know we got to eat and the turkey and the stuffing and the all of that. But, you know, let's eat responsibly and eat accountably. And, you know, yeah, don't eat till you need a wheelbarrow. You know what I'm saying? If you have to call a wheelbarrow help, asablief doch, can somebody just kind of, you know, eject me from the seat? I can tell you that's not accountable eating.
Yeah.
So let's eat accountably. Don't overeat, you know, and eat good. Try and stick to the healthy. Turkey, thankfully, is good food. Yes, chisanyama, we like chisanyama. Try and not chisanyama, too many red meats.
Yeah.
You know, chisanyama, some chisakuko as well, chisa chicken, you know, and stuff like that. Make sure your food is filled with some salads and stuff. And you know what, we seven colors, yeah. Seven colors. Do your seven colors things. The beetroot and the cabbage and, you know,
butternut and all of
butternut. This. You know, get your veggies in because your veggies will probably count for at least four or five of those colors. So, yeah, eat responsibly and, you know, have a couple of days of detox in between. Drink lots of water, lots of good quality water. My doctor recommends that, you know, pH 10, he says, is good quality water. I think some doctors are different, but I'm doing well on the pH 10 water.
Mm.
So, yeah, so that's it. So get some rest. And we've been talking physically. Next time, we'll talk a little bit about how to rest mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Dr. Pearl, as always, thank you so much.
Awesomeness.